Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meech and Meech presents
the Blurred City Podcast.
All right. So we, again, June is our movie month. We are recapping just some of the biggest releases of this summer month of June. So we started with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Last week was our Transformers Rise of the Beast episode. This week we are doing The Flash. Next week we are watching The Blackening, which is going to be a hilarious podcast. And we'll take on a much different tone than this podcast. So with that, Meech, we're just going to kind of jump right into it. So, but we always start with the what's hot. Before you go, I have to give a formal apology to Vinland Saga Season 2. I was like most people where I was like, where's the action at? Who's A&R? Is this a new character? What happened to my boy Thorfinn? Why are we watching Farmland Saga? And it got to like episode 10. It was kind of like right around where they introduced Arnade's husband. And it put everything into context for me, just like what I previously watched, what was happening in the future. And we're recording a Friday right before the final episode. So we don't know what happened yet. Dude, this season like had me like I couldn't say anything. I just had to shut up and appreciate the greatness. So I formally apologize to Vinland Saga.
That's right. That's right. Give all praises to Vinland Saga. As I told my coworker, Josh, like you just need to understand, like this season is, it's heat. Like sometimes we don't need action. Sometimes you don't. Cause once them story beats hit, they hit like a truck. But yeah
definitely anime of the first 6 months of the year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But continuing on, hey, Demon Slayer not too far behind because that animation staying crispy. And also we got the final episode. Also, again, we're recording on a Friday. So the final episode of the season hadn't dropped yet. It's actually going to be an hour long special. And I'm ready to see the carnage. All right. And then continuing on, of course, One Piece is staying One Piece. We are inching ever so closely to the big thing that happens in the manga. All I gotta say is there's gonna be a massive amount of joy that will be underway, both literally and figuratively. And then keeping on going right there, right? Let's pivot a little. Let's pivot a little because we talked about the big stuff in the anime scene. Let's pivot over to the comic book scene where firstly, KLC Press, right? We finally got the name of Project 8 that has been a secret for the longest time, a secret project that had no official name. If you were part of the KLC Press, if you're one of the goated subscribers like I am, one of the VIPs, we've seen like some art of it. We've seen what's like on the interiors and the art and whatnot, but we never found out the name until yesterday. We find out that this new comic by Ethan S. Park and Griffin Sheridan is called Kill Your Darlings. And from what we see in the art, which I can't spoil anything for y'all, but let's just say from the synopsis, it's about an 8-year-old girl who gets basically isekai to a fairy tale land and things go sideways. And when I say like fairy tale land, you thinking like, you know, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, you think like Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah, nah, it's just pure carnage. All right. So this little girl has to deal with some nonsense at 8 years old, which is kind of crazy. But yeah. And then in a bit of somber news, we have a legendary artist for Marvel, John Romita Sr. He's passed away. He is instrumental in Spider-Man back in the early days. He worked with Stan Lee on drawing Spider-Man. So like when you think of Spider-Man, you typically like back in like his debut and whatnot, that was John Romita Sr. Like he's the one who drew that like stellar page where Peter's just crying over Gwen Stacy. Actually, he drew Gwen Stacy dying. So yeah, he passed away earlier this week, and just big condolences to his family. Big condolences to John Romita Jr., current artist on Spider-Man as well. So big condolences to him there. And then also another thing about That's What's Hot is that if you're in the Houston area, you get to go to Tokyo X. By the time you're hearing this, Tokyo X is already over. But I already mentioned it previously, like last week. So, hey, come join us. See like the Japanese culture, experience all the different foods there, experience the lifestyle. Just, hey, it'll be an awesome time. And then finally, for at least for me, the biggest thing that's what's hot right now is, well, besides the fact that Secret Invasion is dropping, actually, when you listen to this episode, drops on this same day, and you get to watch, see the episodes. Just a special announcement is that on this podcast, we will be giving you a weekly recap of these episodes as they come out. So you guys get to hear our thoughts and opinions as we go by week, yes.
Are going to be short sprints of episodes, just to let you know, people.
Yeah. And then finally, as I mentioned, what's the biggest thing that is that's what's hot right now is the state of Texas. Current sanity, the fact that we are well into the triple digits right now, and the lowest we got is the low 80s. That's how low we're getting right now.
It's a bacon, boy.
We in a Dutch oven right now. We're getting rotisserie, we're getting stir fried, we're getting fried hard.
Yo, we chilling with spines.
Let's just say that that my symbiote is not happy. The symbiotes are notorious for being weak to heat, and mine is currently trying to survive in a bucket of water, and that water is evaporating by the second. So yeah, we're all dying over here. This ain't gonna last long, but actually this will last the entire summer. So RIP to us.
Yes. So with that, just quickly, a new release that's actually coming out today of this recording, Black Clover, Sword of the Wizard King, drops. So I'm definitely going to be watching that. It got delayed for so long, but now that we're here, Black Clover, we're back, baby. We're going to talk about the Marvel delays. We were going to do it now, but we're just going to push it back. And then also when you hear this episode, the week that's going to come up, we're going to talk about the Blackening. So that technically drops already, but that's definitely what we're going to be checking out for next week. So we're going to get right into the pre-spoiler chat. Is there anything people need to know about this movie before watching it?
Do you want my thoughts and opinions now or later? That's all we care about, right?
Canceled?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So now, or do we want to get canceled later? That's all I got to say. Pretty much pre-spoiler. If you want to know like what you're getting yourself into, this is about Ezra Choke a Woman Out Miller, who's playing Barry talks too fast and too awkward for his own good, Alan, and this is his solo outing, even though it's really not, and it's a pretty interesting adaptation of the Flashpoint comic, yes. which was adapted into an amazing, almost one for one animated movie. Says which I don't see why in the world they didn't just release that one, but you know what? No, I'm
saving hold that. On. Throughout this review, Ezra Miller identifies as they, them, so, but we're going to refer to Ezra Miller as Barry Allen. Barry Allen is he, him. All right. So starting this review in 3, 2, 1. Okay. So I'll say this about the opening. When I saw the opening, I was like, I know Meech wrote this opening because of the Through the Kids that you said last week. So I immediately thought of you.
look. It just proves once and for all that they are listening to me.
All right. We're going to actually speed run this recap because we have a lot of thoughts. So it opens up. Barry gets a call from Alfred and Batman. Things are going down in Gotham. He has to kind of just like help rescue this hospital that's going down. And he's like the third, fourth option from the Justice League. They couldn't get Superman on the phone. They couldn't get Wonder Woman on the phone. So with that, Barry, he goes to the hospital. This is actually a really cool scene where he saves a lot of babies. The scene itself was cool. We're going to get to it, Meech. We have a lot of thoughts. We're going to get to it. So he saves a lot of babies, his dog, this woman from a falling building. Batman, one of the actually good scenes in the movie of action, takes out Falcone. Kid saves it. Then your babe makes a reappearance.
Yes. And probably the only good thing about this movie is that baby girl makes an appearance, and you can clearly tell that her and Bruce they together. That one was pretty clear. In fact, it was a pretty funny sequence where Bruce had his hand in the lasso of truth along with Falcone, and he just started dry snitching on himself. And when I say he was dry snitching on himself, he was really dry snitching on himself and all of his personality. And then Barry, unfortunately, as soon as he touched it, he revealed probably the one secret that was no surprise to me whatsoever. But that's neither here nor there. Moving on, just speed running through. Of course, it goes into essentially like the next day. Like Barry, he like goes to work. Of course, he's always late. That's actually a trait from the comics, which I'm kind of tired of. Essentially, like, in order for them to not think he's the Flash, they make him think he's perpetually late to everything, which I see like, if you're on time, then nobody will suspect anything. But the fact you're always late, that you're killing yourself worse than the Marvel writers are killing Peter Parker. But this is a DC review. All right. So, and then he runs into Iris West after some years, and then of course like she ends up like talking to him about like his father who's trying to get an appeal, and then he sees, and then of course like it cuts to like him at his house, and Barry like gets a like flash drive from Bruce about how like his dad can like just security footage of the day that his mom dies. Because if you don't know, like, the reason Barry's dad's in jail is because he supposedly killed Barry's mom, which turns out to not be the case. But of course, all the evidence pointed towards him. So unfortunately, he gets clapped because of it. And I'm just like, man, if Barry was a black man, this be too true, or he'd be 6 feet under. But that's neither here nor there. Barry, he goes through like when he's talking with his dad, is like talking about like how he should basically give up on him. And like, even though he can just like appeal next year, like it ain't gonna work out. And then Barry, in his grief, like just goes on a run, like I typically do when I'm stressed out about life. But of course, he runs at such fast speeds, he ends up traveling through time. And then he's like, oh, I can travel. And he ends up like traveling back a day. And he comes back. So he ends up talking to Bruce about it, saying like, hey, I can go back in time. I can like fix everything. I can like save my mom. I can get my dad out of prison. I can even save your parents, Bruce. And then Bruce, And by Bruce, I mean Ben Affleck. He basically gives like the best line. He's like, hey, butterfly effect, my guy. If you go, you could like go back and change everything. You could save them, but you can also wreck everything. I mean, that's the line you hear in the trailers. And right. And of course, Barry just and he's in his feelings about that. He's just in his feelings about Bruce basically saying no.
All right. And with that, so just speeding along, Barry goes back. Instead of interacting, he saves his mom by simply putting in a tomato can, because in the previous timeline, his dad forgot the tomato can. So that ended up kind of like causing an effect where he had to leave or whatever. And then so this time he did it, put it in the can. So moving forward, he comes back. Barry has a life with both his parents. Well, he's in the Speed Force. He gets pushed out, what I thought was a time remnant at first. So with that, he gets pushed out in time. He finds out that his younger self is actually 18, and it's actually the day where he gets his powers. So his younger self. Oh, actually, speaking of that, so Barry gets pushed back in time, and our Barry One meets Ezra Miller. So with that, who is Barry Two? So with that, Barry Two is very annoying. Let's leave it at that, and immature, and just like. Trying to remove context, it's really hard when you go into a movie about someone that's immature and annoying to have to hear about, to have to then deal with two versions of them throughout the movie, where one of them is very annoying and immature. So with that, it's the day he gets his power, so he puts non-powered Barry 2 in position to get the powers. He ends up losing it. They also find out that Zod is now there, because they're kind of in the essentially the past. And so it's like, oh, we have to find the Justice League. So with that, he starts to realize it's not the same timeline. Victor Stone Cyborg, who got screwed in real life, is no longer Cyborg. Can't find Wonder Woman. Aquaman technically doesn't exist at this moment. So then they're like, okay, let's go find Bruce Wayne, because Batman is actually real. And then we find hippie Bruce Wayne.
And so essentially we find out that that instead of it being the Ben Affleck, instead it is a true goat in the form of Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton is Bruce Wayne. He's of course much older, and he basically explains like how, like, hey, you mess with time, right? You essentially create like not just a branching timeline. You instead are just...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Basically creating a giant spaghetti of mess where like timelines can intersect, and I'm not saying spaghetti of mess like metaphorically. He actually says that in this movie, by the way. So like it's basically like points of times can intersect, and facts a spaghetti mess of a film, and the entire, and like things intersect, like there are focal points in time that just cannot change. So like Bruce Wayne's a focal point, like, but the fact of the matter is like, hey, he's just much older than how he is like in the current timeline, also played by a different actor. And then we get like and of course like Barry getting his powers is a constant, Zod coming forth is a constant. So they think like, okay, maybe Kal-El is still like a constant. So like we need to go find him. And Barry ends up like finding, like going through the Batcave, because Bruce initially just doesn't help, because he's just like, hey, I made Gotham a safe place. I actually am the Batman who succeeded. Not the Batman who laughs, not the Batman who dies. He's the Batman who succeeded. And he saved all of Gotham. He pretty much made it a utopia. He made it actually lit. So he just retired. I mean that's fair. That's fair. No sign of Selina anywhere, but you may never know. She might just be might just be out robbing somebody just for no reason, and then coming back home later. But and I'm by Selena, I mean Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman, because that's the only one for Michael Keaton.
So, I thought you were about to say only one for me, and I was about to fight you.
Oh, bro, you know Zoe Kravitz is the one, but yes, yeah, she's either for Robert Pattinson or for me, and I will fight Pattinson for her. But we're just keep moving. Let's keep moving.
That's a more interesting conversation.
Yeah. We're about to get into something much better than this trash. But yeah, so essentially, like, Barry ends up, Barry One, which is our timeline, Barry ends up like just freaking out at Barry Two for basically being a complete and basically channeling his inner Ezra Miller and being a complete just dope fiend, being a crack fiend, being a menace to society, and being an immature, just somebody I just wanted to slap in real life, and probably would slap in real life, but we're not talking about that right now. And of course, like, Bruce ends up helping and ends up like finding out that this alien was found and is actually in Russia. And I'm just thinking, hold on, are we about to do Red Sun?
That's what I thought first.
we about to do Red Sun Supergirl. Okay, this is how we do it. So of course, Bruce Wayne, he shaved up, he suited up in his bat suit for the first time in like 40 years. And they go to Russia, where, and of course, like, Barry too, he still has like zero control of his powers, but he's slowly getting better. Of course, Barry One trying to teach him, but as again, 18-year-old Ezra Miller, so you said no chance. All right, so of course they infiltrate Russia. They find that, hey, it's not Kal-El, it's Kara Zor-El, aka Supergirl, aka hey baby girl, hey, here's my number. I need you. Listen. If the timeline didn't die out, I listen. We can work things out. We can work things out in the new timeline. All right, but and this is me talking, not anybody else in the movie. This is me personally. And if you try anything, I will fight you.
Actually, you just said you had Zoe Kravitz.
Listen, look. All right,
and no, you have Diana too.
Look. Moving on. All right. We are going. All right. Moving on. All right. So they got Kara Zor-El. She ends up wilding out, ends up taking out all the Russians. And then they end up seeing her. Like, she basically gets revitalized with some solar radiation in her power. And then Barry One decides, hey, I need my powers back too. So he decides to pull a Flashpoint.
Yes, and this was actually one of the better scenes in Flashpoint Paradox, where Bruce uses kind of just like the system where he has the chemicals set up. They kind of have a lightning rod. Barry gets hit and then gets his powers back. For this one, this movie, he had to technically get hit by lightning twice. So he gets hit. It doesn't work with like the bat setup. Supergirl returns after seeing that Zod is a menace. And then after she says she doesn't care for humanity, so she then sees humanity get their pockets run. And then so with that, she comes back. It's the scene in the trailer where she like lifts Barry up into the atmosphere. He gets hit by lightning, and then he's kind of back to having his powers. From there, they proceed to confront Zod and get their pockets run for infinity amount of time, including that means the new Batman, Michael Keaton, he dies, and then also Kara dies in an endless cycle as well. With this, Barry too, he's like, hey, I can change this. He realizes he can turn back time. He also, because he learns that Barry One went back in time to save their mom. So with that, we then see that they're like in the chronosphere or whatever. And then like with that, he's repeatedly trying to change time over and over. And then Barry One, it's actually one of the better moments in the movie. He slowly starts to realize that, hey, I caused this. I'm destroying time. I can't change this. There's canon events that happen. So it's like, oh, we can't change this. We need to accept that our mom dies. And then what I thought again was the time remnant pulls up again. And we learned that it Most likely Savitar, based on just like the Flash TV series, because of like how they set up, and it was like the Time Remnant was like the villain of that kind of season three, if you watch the Flash TV show. So then with that, this scene, do we want to do it now? This scene was so dumb, where it's just like the different spheres. So we're going to talk about the visual effects of this movie as well. The spheres of different, I don't even know if it was universes, but they started different Earths started to merge together because he kept ripping through time. Yes, exactly. Started ripping through time. So he's like, okay, Barry won. We always get to this point. You always save our mom. You just have to let go. I can fix things. And then he attempts to kill him. Barry 2 takes the sacrifice. And then with that, Barry 1 goes back in time. Has a sweet moment with his mom where he takes the soup can out. She lives. And then with that, he goes back to what he believes is the current timeline. Saves. Well, his dad is now free because he wants the appeal, because there's like the space technology in the camera, where in the first timeline he didn't look up, in the second one he does, because of like interference with that. And then with that, we get the, it's not really a tease, but it's like the kind of surprise ending where George Clooney is now the Batman instead of Ben Affleck. And that basically ends the movie. There's a teaser all the way at the end of the postcard scenes that you do not have to stay for. So.
Yeah, so but just a couple of things just to round out just the stories, the fact that like, hey, that dark time remnant thing, that's actually just an older alternate version of the of Barry 2, because mm-hmm. of the fact Barry 2 keep wilding out trying to stop time and trying to keep like fixing everything. He ends up keep getting hit with tons of Kryptonian shrapnel and other things. He actually gets like a blade hand and like gets a scar, and then to reveal that it's Barry 2, as you said, like, and then Barry 2 takes the hit to that Dark Flash is trying to kill Barry 1. Barry 2 takes a hit, thus causing time paradox. Hey, you killed your past self, so you gonna die too. Uh-huh. And then also when it comes to the different Earths, these were like very special cameos. I was like, hey, so like the first one was the George Reeves Superman, like from the like radio show. Then you get like the Christopher Reeve Superman, along with the actress who played that Supergirl from who in that horrible Supergirl movie that we all forget about. She's in there. We also get Adam West Batman, of course, GOAT. But the one that we have to talk about, and the one this man wants me to talk about, is that we finally see him in the suit, y'all. After 30 plus years of teasing, Nicolas Cage finally gets to play Superman, which is a callback to a Superman movie that Tim Burton was trying to make that tied in with his Batman. So it's going to be Nicolas Cage as Superman, and he was actually going to fight like a giant spider, which is exactly what he does in this movie, which I was like, hey, yo, okay, the one good thing is about coffee. Among other things, I'm sorry, Cara. I didn't mean to disrespect you. I didn't mean to disrespect you as well, Diana. Sorry about that. But you know what? We talked about it long enough. We talked about this long enough. Let's talk about it, shall we? Let's talk about that.
Hit the danger button.
Firstly, let's talk about that CGI.
Oh, CGI, like that looked like 90s CGI, my friend.
That nah, because that's disrespectful to 90s CGI. that was disrespectful to 90s CGI. That's disrespectful to that, because see, there was a reason why he started cackling like when he was talking about the beginning sequence. It's because that entire sequence with all the babies, every single baby was CGI'd. Every last baby, even the dog, was CGI, and you're just like, and you could tell, and you're just like, no, nah, immediately took it out of the movie.
In fairness, the director said it was on purpose because of the whole entire Speed Force, so we're seeing it from Barry's perspective. I just want to throw it out there. It was still hideous.
No, because
it was hideous.
There is no conceivable way that even with stopped time, You look like you came out of a cyber chase video game from the 1980s.
Jeez.
Do I look like one right now?
No, you don't.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to hear. And then, as you mentioned, there's just tons of other like just horrendous CGI moments. Pretty much like, of course, one of the biggest ones is every time like the Flash runs. Every time he runs, that, well, firstly, his form is absolutely horrendous.
Which they make fun of, in fairness.
Like, of course, they do make fun of it. But again, like, that form is just horrible. Grant Gustin, I'm gonna need you as Flash to just go ahead and slap this man. also, let's go ahead and talk. And then also, let's talk about the Chronosphere. Because that Chronosphere is just...
Dude, that was when the CGI was horrible.
It was not it. Because essentially how the Chronosphere looked, it was that, like, you see each event, right? Actually, before I talk about that, you want to know how it's even more horrendous from my perspective? Because I went, like, at the theater I went to, I had it in Screen X. So you
could... That's what I watched it on, too.
Oh, my... And see, like, yes. I'm just here, like, trash. And if you don't know what Screen X is, essentially, you know how movies is just displayed on one screen? No, it's also displayed on the sides as well. So, essentially, you're getting, like, a 270-degree pitch of the movie, which did not help the film at all, by the way. But yeah, like the Chronosphere, right? It's just like you see just the different events that are happening in that point in time. And it's just displayed by like just still frames from like an actual film. Mm-hmm. But again, it's all CGI. And it's an incomprehensible mess. Because you see like every single individual frame of each scene back to back. And you're just like, what am I even looking at?
The CW, the way they did the Speed Force when Barry would go back in time, did it way better, where you're like seeing the events. And it's like if you get knocked out of the Speed Force, you go into that event. And it like it looks much better. And the crazy thing is like people make fun of the CGI in the CW show, which like some of the later seasons is really bad. But for this one, it was just like it was terrible to look at. But this movie, it was just like a lot. And then it stayed a lot. Like it never took time to settle down. And then also just kind of with that, it didn't benefit from the fact that we talked about it with our Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse show, where it was like there's a lot of multiverse things going on. And the fact that this came out 2 weeks after Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse did not help at all.
L timing, Warner Bros. L timing. Yeah, also, thought y'all could succeed.
So what I wanted to do for the get it off your chest, because I was really trying to love this movie. But here's the thing with the hype. I want to start with a story. When I was a little kid, I remember I was at church and my mom, she was helping out. And she said we could leave at this certain time because they had like two services. We went to the first one. She had to help for the second. I called her a liar to her face. Before the words finished and like dissipated from my mouth, she immediately smacked me in the mouth. That never happened again. People that have been hyping up The Flash before this movie came out, you know who you are, heads of DC now, were lying their behinds off. They were capping. There is no way that you thought this was the greatest superhero movie of all time. No way. Meet you guys. What do you got?
See, I was gonna be a little, I was just gonna hold it in, but nah. All right, let me go ahead and lay it out like this. This movie was down horrendous, down tremendous, down despicable to the heads of DC, to all the clout chasers who were trying to say that this movie was amazing. Yeah, nah, this was not it, Chief. Because y'all were lying. Y'all were liars. Y'all got paid off by Warner Bros. I don't know if it's because y'all, again, got paid by Warner Bros. Or y'all legit just like say, oh, I have superhero fatigue. Nah. Actually, it's because of this movie I got fatigue, all right? I got fatigue from this movie, all right? And again, 2 weeks earlier, I saw Spider-Verse. I was chilling. I was having a great time. And then I come to here and I'm just here like, man, I don't want to watch movies no more. Like that's how atrocious it was for me.
Bam, I brought a friend to the movie. I wanted to turn to them after the movie ended and apologize for bringing them to this movie. Okay, so here we go. Also, people that have been hating on Marvel, so I got to get it now. If you hate Thor Love and Thunder and you love this movie and you said Thor Love and Thunder was too silly, there's no way you can love this movie. I'll be 100% honest. Justice League, I enjoy this movie way more. The first one, the Josh Whedon cut. Zack Snyder is obviously infinitely better. I enjoyed the first Justice League way more than this movie. So if you think Thor Love and Thunder was too silly, there's no way you can like this movie. Second, Ant-Man Quantumania got a lot of flack because of the CGI and visual effects. There's no way that you can like, you can hate on Ant-Man Quantumania and like love this movie. Absolutely no way. So like, I really don't want to hear the hate because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Make it make sense, folks. Make it make sense. And also,
yeah, keep going.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm going to keep this gravy train going, because I'm just going to say this right now. Also, right, when it comes to, let's talk about just storytelling just a little bit, because this was an incomprehensible just L, I say, because like this was a spaghetti mess, because you're just like, okay, let's talk about it in the lens of like the Flashpoint comic, right? The Flashpoint comic is a lot better. And you want to know why it was a lot better? Because there was only one Barry.
Yes.
There was only one Barry Allen. And it was just him essentially like experiencing the superhero craziness. Nah, for this movie, just for an L reason, you had to give us two just so we can make the second one into a villain.
Yeah.
But what were you going to say before I had to?
Okay, I was going to say, the people on is it Batwoman or Batgirl? The movie that got canceled.
Oh, the movie that got canceled. That's Batgirl. Yes. We lost Batgirl for this.
I didn't even do it. I apologize that all y'all lost that movie and it got cut. Because I was literally thinking about it before I saw this movie. I was like, okay, Peter Safran was talking about like, yo, if this movie got released, like a lot of people's careers were going to get hurt. And like, originally, the movie was supposed to release on HBO Max before it became Max. And then obviously, like, they had to do the merger, so because like money stuff. So then they cut it because they wanted to change like their theatrical release plan. The fact that Batwoman, which could have been trash, it could have been trash.
Yes,
it got cut. Come on, man. And like this, like they were hyping it up so hot. Oh my. This is like, this turned into an immediate therapy session. I'm sorry, Ron. I'm confused about some of this. I got a question. Your taste now in movies.
Yeah. Moran Jojo, come here, boy. Cause I listen, I love you, my guy. You my bro, but we need to have a discussion, okay? Cause I can't see the vision. I can't see how you thought this was a good movie or anything like that. Cause I just couldn't. All right. Like, firstly, again, the CGI is a complete mess. Like it looked like they blew all of their budget on making two Ezra Millers.
Yeah. And the second one was CGI. And then sometimes it'd be the first one that's CGI.
Yeah. And in fact, I was just here. Like I legit just wanted to be like, bro, I just wanted to like go back in time and warn myself of the chicanery you're about. Like, listen, bro. Like,
you're gonna break the timeline.
Listen, I will reboot the time. Listen, bro. I had to travel back in time. You know, I have to travel back in time so I can warn you, my guy. I'm not giving you the lottery numbers. Which I would do that for myself. I wouldn't tell you like, hey, dude, don't go out with this girl. But like, listen, Zoe Kravitz is for you. But like, this is it. Like, listen, bro, just save your money. Don't go to this movie. In fact, I will go back in time to find you and say like, listen, bro. We don't do this episode.
You know what I'm mad about actually as well? The fact that We had to sacrifice the blackening to go to watch this movie.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Look, all right. We could have, right? We could, like, this episode in another timeline could have been the blackening, and then next week would have been Oppenheimer, and then the week after that could have been the Barbie movie. No, we had to carve out time for this. Man, I don't want to talk about this no more, man.
Questions laid out, like, before seeing this. We had a whole format, but let's just skip to awards, man.
All right.
Wait, do we actually want to do awards? Or just do tiers?
I was like, what awards? Actually, no, there are a couple awards I want to give.
All right. Hit the award music. All right, for our first award, we have the Stealing Money Award, which could have went to like five different people because of the forced cameos. But out of all of them, I'm going to give them to CGI Nicolas Cage. He was in the movie. He said nothing. It wasn't even him fighting the spider. We're just gonna, don't come up. No applause. Just we'll send it to you in the mail.
All right. And so for my first award, it's the Maybe You Were Just Born Dumb Award. This goes to not just Barry 2. This goes to two people, right? This goes to Barry 2, and this goes to the director of this movie, because
this person is going to direct the Brave and the Bold, the Batman movie.
All right, I'm okay.
They directed it, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, if that's fair.
All right, so I guess I'm just seeing the Batman 2. That's all I'm hearing. So essentially, I'm just seeing the Batman and the Batman. I'm just seeing Robert Pattinson. That's all I'm seeing. All right. Okay. So there's no more Batman movies. All right. All right. So essentially, I'm bringing both of y'all up here because for Ezra Miller number two, for Barry two, you were just off jump. You were not it. You know how bad you have to be for Ezra Miller one to get on your case. To make him realize, oh, I've been, this is what they mean? To make an L person realize how much of an L they are by looking at true L-hood in one single in a whole movie? Nah, you have, actually don't even come up here because you don't deserve it. And then also at the same time, director of this film, come up here because there was so much direction that you messed up on. There was so much L takes that you made for this movie. So many visual directions that L takes that you made. See, I would have had the L directors. I would have had like the CGI team come up here, but I bet you like it's because all their budget went into two Ezra Millers and they were forced to work on two Ezra Millers and not everything else. And also the horrendous running that is this movie. But I'm not talking about that right now. Just take both of y'all.
So this one, I'm sorry to give it out. It's the I Did a Thing Award, but it's also going to be You Deserve Much Better Award. So this is going to Kara, Supergirl, because she was used. She got clapped for the rest of time, essentially. Zod killed her for eternity. She was there for a marketing ploy to kind of fill out the Flashpoint Paradox storyline that they didn't want to fully commit to. So, yeah, just to have a Kryptonian, and you deserve much better, Kara. Just get a hug from us.
Yeah, to be the first Latina to be Supergirl, not here. Just come get a hug. It's going to be okay, baby girl. Okay.
Hopefully James Gunn does you a solid and lets you be a Supergirl woman of tomorrow.
Yes, please. And then finally, the Please Die Award. This goes to the person who needed to die, and fortunately they did. Again, I'm giving this out to three individuals. Number one, Barry 2. Number two, this movie. And then number three, myself. After this movie, I wanted to just end it all. And I And I let's just say that things were not looking up for me. To talk about Barry 2 for a second. Again, you got clapped by yourself, which is actually kind of insane. Like how you get killed by yourself. L takes, L mans. All right. Well, actually, not even you don't even deserve an RIP. You just deserve a please die award. And then this movie, thank God it ended when it did, because this movie is about to go down in history as an L take, as an L movie. So I'm just glad it died.
Hey, man, the first Suicide Squad did not deserve. This movie deserved what the first Suicide Squad movie got.
Man, all that. Actually, this makes me actually want to watch that first Suicide Squad movie, because at least that one got hard. At least yes. That one I actually enjoyed.
I did enjoy it.
I actually enjoyed. Thank you, Will Smith. Thank you, Margot Robbie. And thank you, Viola Davis. Y'all are the heart and souls of that movie. But but I would watch Justice League over this. I would watch Ant-Man Quantumania. I would watch Thor Love and Thunder a million times before I watch this one again. So thank God that movie ended.
I would watch X-Men 3 before I watch this movie again.
Oh, you want to know what movie I would watch above this?
What?
The Room with Tommy Wiseau.
God.
I would watch that 1,000 times more than watch this.
That's crazy. We had to give out the honorary second son, biggest, like, please, maybe you're born dumb award.
You know what? Actually, I will watch Avatar and Avatar Way of Mid, like, back to back. I will watch 3 and 4 before I watch this one ever again.
All right. Let's get into tiers of the movie.
All right. So, as for tiers, there is the dead battery, which is the F tier. For the D tier, it doesn't matter, but it's a minor static discharge. C tier doesn't matter, it's a potato clock. B tier, I don't know why we bother. It's the Van de Graal generator. And A tier is something that ain't happening. So this is a lightning in a bottle. And then S tier is hopes and dreams for this. It's the Book of Revelation thunderstorm. And that's exactly what this movie needed. And I'd ask you what you'd give this movie, but no, we are changing up the formula because I'm giving out my award for this one, my tier for this movie. This is a dead bat. No, this is not even a dead battery, because at least a dead battery has some value. It has some value to this. This is goes beyond a dead battery, fam. This is a deceased. This is an exploded battery from them Samsung phones back in 2012 that blew up in your face. No, this is an L take. This is an F tier. This is F minus. This is F minus minus. This is Shadow Realm. All right. This is beyond the darkness. Okay. And you know what? I'm done. Take over. What tier are you giving this?
Jeez. It's actually crazy. Like, when the movie started, I was like, okay. People have said the way they talked about it, it's going to be an S tier movie. I was like, okay, I'm excited. And then I was like, okay, it's probably a B. And then it kept going. And then, like, once it finished, I was like, okay, it's a C tier movie. That was when I left the theater. And then I thought about it over like the past 24 hours. And every time I thought about the movie, I just kept getting angrier and angrier. And then I was like, okay, it's a D. But then after talking to you, this movie is trash-tastic 4 levels of badness.
Nah. Do not disrespect trash-tastic 4 for that. Do not. Don't disrespect trash-tastic 4. I will watch that before I ever.
Is it Green Lantern bad?
Listen, Green Lantern, it has its issues, but at least Ryan Reynolds is funny.
This is delete this movie and let's forget about it. Flashpoint Paradox is the only Flashpoint Paradox movie that I recognize.
I will watch X-Men Origins Wolverine over this. I will read Spider-Man One More Day over this.
No.
I'll read the entirety of the Clone Saga over this. Just give me my 2.5 hours of time back, please.
This movie ain't it, Chief. So this turned into a therapy session for Meech and I, and it went off the rails. We're sorry for our first time listeners. This is not how we usually conduct business for more professionals. For our long time listeners, I know that you're probably surprised by this and expected us to love it, but I'm sorry. This movie wasn't it. We're gonna move forward. We're gonna talk about a deep dive into James Gunn DC world, but we need to take a break. I'm literally in tears from crying and my stomach hurts. So let's hit us with the sponsor for the day.
All right, for today's sponsor, we have ourselves the TVA. Please come join an organization dedicated to protecting the sacred timeline, to protecting the multiverse from various catastrophic events. If you want to ensure that that canon events continue as it ought to be, please join the TVA today. You may find yourself facing off against certain Websters, certain spider individuals. You may find yourself facing off against certain Norse deities, and then you may find yourself facing off against certain speedsters. We will equip you and train you in every way possible to apprehend these individuals expeditiously, especially the speedsters. Please come join the TVA today and protect the sacred timeline from certain movies and franchises.
Yes, I absolutely thought you were going to go in the direction of the TVA is trying to fix this event that happened, because it was not supposed to be part of the timeline. So with that, doing a hard reset, a very, very hard reset, we're going to go into a deep dive of James Gunn's DC world. For our first question, it was going to like have explanations and deep dives. It's yes or no. Should Ezra Miller return as the Flash?
No. No.
No explanation. No. All right. So moving forward, can DC change the narrative?
They probably can, but I'm having zero faith. They probably can't. Well, this is pre-Gunn. This is pre-James Gunn. My reputation with DC is kind of tanking right now. The only success that they've had in these past 10 plus years is, of course, again, the Suicide Squad, is, of course, Joker and Robert Pattinson, the Batman. And those like the main properties like I really cared about in this age of DC right now. Which is kind of unfortunate, because, hey, DC, they do have go-to characters, but unfortunately they get mired by all the trash that is Ezra Miller. But continuing on, right, the main way that like the main way I think that they could work is if just James Gunn had 100% complete control, like zero executive interference, because that's exactly what I felt this movie had. And he needs as much budget as he needs to make whatever property he's working on work, because otherwise you get this movie.
Yeah, I feel so mad, because I was literally like, we got on this episode, we got on this pod many times, even on the podcast, off the podcast, I've been waving the DC flag. I've had the pom-poms. I've been telling people that the movies are not that bad. The fact that Black Adam and Shazam Fury of the Gods got as much hate as they did, and this movie got some love, like, obviously it's Friday, so we don't know the full fan reaction yet. I think by Wednesday we might. But the fact that Black Adam and Shazam got the like destruction because of that, that's just trash. But with that, I think James Gunn in 2025 can start to change the narrative. That Superman movie better hit. That's all I can say, because it's going to be like, it's going to set things off.
Yeah, maybe. Again, like as I said before, like my faith is tarnished right now. It's like, listen, James Gunn, like I trust in you, bro, but it's Warner Bros. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. It's Warner Bros.
Yes. So with that, they have a chance, because Marvel is kind of wonky right now. There's been a lot of delays. So Deadpool is the only movie that I saw so far is the one that's moving up in next year. But basically every other like Phase 5 movie got pushed back at least 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that, especially like with Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. They each got pushed back a whole year.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, ain't a good look. Ain't a good look for you right now.
In fairness, we did say if they take longer breaks or just a break overall, it can kind of combat the superhero fatigue. But after what we talked about and with this movie, I think superhero fatigue is might be some BS because the complaints that people had about Phase 4, some warranted. This movie was not superhero fatigue issues. It was just a bad movie. So yeah, there's a lot of delays. Avatar movies, they all got pushed back a lot. Star Wars, like the untitled movies got pushed back. It could be partly because of the writer's strike as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, that's still ongoing right now. Oof, we forgot about that.
I did not, because I need my movies, man. So, but it also like potentially gives it time to do like more visual effects works, which again, by comparison, what are we even talking about? So also with that, Miles Morales is kicking butt right now. So they benefit, DC benefits that the Spider-Verse ends next year and they don't really start their new run until 2025.
Yeah, and also, if you remember right, is the fact that like when it comes to the dynamic of like media between like DC and Marvel, typically Marvel almost always had like the better live action stuff, but DC almost always had the better animated stuff.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to that, right, like DC is currently like in the midst of doing like their own animated movie universe right now on like on Max, as well as like some like direct to video movies right now. I haven't had a chance to watch any of them, but from the consensus I've heard is that it's actually pretty good. And I'm like, it's pretty good so far.
Yeah, I don't know where you would start at, because like some of them I've seen, like the Justice League War, some of the Aquaman ones, and
they're like different.
Yeah, I know they like restart it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's like everything after Justice League Dark is in the new verse.
Because
Justice League Dark Apocalypse War.
Yes, and that one it got reset. So yeah.
So I'll give those a shot. I'll like watch those, see if they catch my eye or anything. But Miles though, Miles is kind of killing the game in more ways than one. He killing the movie. He killing the video game right now.
And it's getting live action.
Yeah, and he's getting live action. So it's like when he makes his debut, it's raps. It's raps for y'all. And I'm searching for my copy of Ultimate Fallout number 4, which is the first debut of Miles. I'll see how much it costs, and then I'll make a decision from there.
All right. So moving forward, we're gonna just for like what's on tap with DC. So I gotta really think if we're gonna do the Blue Beetle review after what we just saw, man, because it's technically still pre-gun. So even though he did confirm Blue Beetle is going to be the first character in like his new universe, but yeah. And then also Aquaman and Lost Kingdom, again, it was supposed to come out this year. There has not been one teaser, one trailer, one leaked photo.
Again, all I know about that movie is the fact that Amber Turd is back as back as Mera, so like you immediately lost me.
you beat me to the joke.
Oh yeah, nah, I'm not. Yeah, no. You already understood where my thoughts were with this movie, and just the casting. So like, there's no way I could conceivably watch that movie and enjoy it.
So with the Elseworlds, which is some of the movies that we're actually looking forward to, which is technically not in James Gunn universe, but what you mentioned, we have Joker 2 next year, which I enjoy the first Joker. There's no way it's going to be worse than this movie. So, and if it's going to be a musical, we got Lady Gaga. We're about to watch the Barbie movie. So let's enjoy it. Yeah. Then we also have the Batman 2 at some point. I think it's coming out 2025. Writer Strike again, and then also The Penguin is in production,
which
is
gonna be dope.
That's gonna be dope. So that's what I know so far with the Elseworlds kind of movies. What James Gunn has on tap, I was gonna read the entire ones, but Superman Legacy, he's writing it. The Authority, The Brave and the Bold, Batman, which again is directed by the Flash director. So I'm scared. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. I really wish that the Supergirl we had in the Flash movie would be the full-time Supergirl for your sake, Meech.
Please, please.
Yeah, what would you personally want to see? We're about to end this podcast. They had it. We got to recover.
Okay, so here's what I want to see, right? I'm going to need y'all to get it together. And then firstly, right? Let's see, firstly, y'all might as well just fold everything into the Batman verse. Robert Pattinson, like y'all just need this man to do it, cause or at least have all the new moves be set in his verse. Like, hey, you can do Brave and the Bold as long as it's after Robert Pattinson, cause that man and also need baby girl Zoe Kravitz. I'm just saying. For Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, again, I'm gonna need my girl Sally to reprise her role as Supergirl. I need her here. And then yeah, I know James Gunn, you probably want like complete control. Hey, I know there's like Matt Reeves, who's like really like he's a really great guy. I just need both of y'all collab. Have lay out a plan. Lay out like just all the story beats and what you want in each movie to do, and just have like just a select few directors. Cause if y'all don't, and this ends up becoming the flux. Listen, this movie should be a warning to every last person at Warner Bros. And if y'all don't heed that warning, I'm gonna need y'all to sell to Disney. just give it up. Just go ahead, get over to the mouse.
Wait, you want to hear a random fan theory?
Sure.
What if James Gunn is a plant by Disney?
I will actually cry tears of joy if that happens. If he makes it to where like either DC tanks so hard that they cannot financially recover, or he just funnels information over to the mouse so that way they can plot their takeover of Warner Bros. I'm here for both. As long as I'm allowed to keep Animaniacs, we just need to keep that intact.
Yes. There's a book called The Firm, I believe, that kind of has that story plot. So what else do you want to see? Anything else?
Blue Beetle better be good. He's probably the closest you're going to get to a Spider-Man in that verse. And also Venom in that verse. He's literally both fused in one. And I'm going to need y'all to stay away from Static. I'm going to need y'all to stay away from Icon. I'm going to need y'all to stay away from all Milestone for right now, because y'all can't get together with y'all main cast. There ain't
probation.
No
probationary period.
Oh, no, this ain't probation. Oh, no, y'all in a full jail sentence. There ain't no way you can touch any of our black characters. No touching Jon Stewart. No touching.
That's a TV show that's about to drop.
Listen, I'm need y'all to delay that indefinitely until y'all get it together. I'm gonna need y'all to keep Zoe Kravitz out y'all's mouths, unless you're talking about the Batman 2. Let's see what else. Who else in the black delegation cannot be touched by DC right now besides Milestone?
Technically Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, you can't touch Martian Manhunter either. You can't touch any of the Foxes. So like
not
Jace Fox Batman, no Hot Girl, no none of y'all. You can't touch anybody from the black delegation. You guys lost y'all privileges. You guys lost y'all's black card. Y'all no longer invited to the cookout.
All right. With what I want to see, I kind of want to. Man, this just went off the rails, this movie. I want to see The Batman Who Laughs, but I probably an animated movie first animated movie. Since The Brave and the Bold will have Damien as in it, so he's going to be canon. That means canonically Nightwing, Red Hood both exist in that universe. But let's just pause it for now.
Yeah, I was saying you can no Red Hood. Yeah, y'all keep him off limits for right now.
All right, recommendations and plugs. I want to go.
Okay, just again, all the DC animated movies, you can find that on HBO Max. Start with Flash, watch Flashpoint Paradox, or Justice League, the Flashpoint Paradox. That's a much better movie, infinitely better movie than what you just saw. Another recommendation is to save your money. Do not go to the movie theaters. If you are really curious about this movie, don't. And if you are, then illegally watch it, or just watch Flashpoint Paradox. That'll satisfy your movie craze for that. And yeah, that's just all I got.
Only thing I would say, The Flash on Netflix, it's on Netflix One, the CW show.
Okay.
We have Birdman, which I believe is on Max now. So
Hey.
that was an incredible movie. Absolutely. And Justice One and Two, just go to YouTube and like watch the game movie of it. If you want to see good storytelling, action. Yeah, so for us, things that you can look forward to, we just dropped our Spider-Man One More Day Patreon episode. So by the time you're hearing this, it should be up on our Patreon. Next, we have our Secret Invasion show. We don't know what day we're going to drop, potentially Thursday or Friday, but we'll see how that goes. And just like week to week, keeping up with our boy Nick Fury. And next week, we will have our energy back. We will be watching The Blackening. We will have the full movie review if we are not canceled.
I sorry, I just lost so much energy just now. I did not feel this way in the One More Day video.
No, you
That
did not.
should let you know just on what timing I that this movie is on.
You
So
didn't feel this way for Avatar Way of Man.
no, I did not. So I don't actually, I'll watch the Star Wars sequels before I watch this again. You know what? Let's just get to the plugs before I
Yeah,
end up killing myself
I want to go.
again. All right. So we got it says on Instagram, at Twitter, Blurred City 22. You know what to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. You got the Patreon and the YouTube page under Blurred City Pod. If you want to donate cheddar to watch the Spider-Man One More Day episode, go ahead, do that. We're infinitely much better in that one than we are here. And we got ourselves our Discord, linked in our Instagram page. Let's go join the community. And then finally, we have our email address, blurcity22@gmail.com. We have a mailbag that's coming up relatively soon, so go check that out. Submit your questions. If it's anything The Flash related, just know that you poked the bear on that one. And if it's anything Venom related, then you unleash the beast. And then for personal page, I'm the Rogue Jedi 21 on TikTok for however long TikTok has left. And just yeah, that's all I got. What you have?
I just want to go into words of encouragement. I don't have words of encouragement. I want to go home.
My words of encouragement is save your money. Don't go to this movie. If you have a date night to go watch this movie, instead is and you already have everything planned out, just you can easily swap your tickets out for The Blackening. Just go watch that. I'm sure it's infinitely more fun than this. I'm gone.
I've given up as well. To this movie, it's goodbye forever. And this is the Blurred City Podcast.
I'll never see you again.